Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Startup Nation, The Story of Israel's Economic Miracle by Dan Signor explores how a small country with limited natural resources became a global hub for entrepreneurship, venture capital, and technological innovation. Framed as narrative business reporting, the book connects Israel's outsized startup density and high-tech exports to a distinctive mix of history, institutions, and culture. It highlights the pressures and constraints that shaped Israeli society, including geopolitical insecurity, waves of immigration, and the need for rapid adaptation. Signor also examines the role of the military as a leadership and training pipeline, the influence of government policy in jumpstarting venture funding, and the way informal communication norms can accelerate problem solving. Rather than presenting innovation as a mystery, the book treats it as an ecosystem outcome, driven by incentives, networks, and talent development. It is both a country case study and a practical lens for readers interested in how entrepreneurial environments are built and sustained over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, constraint as a catalyst for innovation. A central theme is that Israel's disadvantages functioned like an engine rather than a brake. The country is geographically small, surrounded by security challenges, and historically lacked abundant natural resources. Those conditions created urgency to compete through knowledge and exports, not through scale or commodities. The book argues that persistent constraint pushes individuals and institutions to take risks, improvise, and iterate quickly. Instead of waiting for perfect conditions, entrepreneurs learn to operate amid uncertainty and tight timelines, which resembles the reality of early-stage startups everywhere. The narrative also links this mindset to national experiences such as rapid nation building and repeated economic pivots, where survival depended on flexibility. That same orientation can translate into business behavior, fast decision-making, acceptance of failure as information, and willingness to challenge assumptions. Importantly, the book frames constraint as productive only when paired with opportunity structures such as global market access, education, and capital. The takeaway is not that hardship automatically creates innovation, but that pressure can sharpen priorities and increase tolerance for ambiguity. Readers can apply this by intentionally designing constraints in projects, enforcing time-boxed experiments, and focusing teams on decisive learning rather than perfect planning. Secondly, military service as a leadership and talent pipeline. The book highlights how mandatory military service, especially in elite technology and intelligence units, can function as an unconventional incubator for future founders. It describes a system where young adults receive responsibility early, work on complex problems with real consequences, and learn to collaborate across disciplines. This environment can build operational competence and confidence. Managing teams, making decisions with incomplete information, and prioritizing outcomes over hierarchy. The author connects these experiences to entrepreneurial skills such as rapid prototyping, mission focus, and resilience under pressure. Another contribution is network formation. Shared service creates tight social bonds and trust, which later supports co-founder matching, hiring, and angel investing. The military also exposes participants to sophisticated technologies and security needs that can be repurposed for civilian markets, helping seed companies in cybersecurity, communications, and data analytics. At the same time, the book treats the military effect as part of a broader ecosystem rather than a single explanation. What matters is a pipeline that produces capable generalists and technical specialists, plus a culture that encourages initiative. For readers outside Israel, the practical lesson is to look for institutional substitutes such as apprenticeships, rotational programs, or mission-driven teams that grant early responsibility and accelerate learning. Thirdly, venture capital, government policy, and market building, Startup Nation, presents Israel's venture capital emergence as a deliberate ecosystem build, shaped by policy choices and market incentives. The book discusses how the state played an enabling role, helping attract foreign investment and reduce early risk for funds and entrepreneurs. This is framed less as central planning and more as catalytic intervention, designing mechanisms that bring in expertise, create liquidity expectations, and connect local talent to global capital networks. The broader argument is that capital is not just money, but also mentorship, governance standards, and connections to customers abroad. Israel's domestic market is small, so the system evolved to think globally from day one. That global orientation matters for funding as well, because scalability depends on access to large markets and multinational partners. The book also draws attention to how policy can shape innovation without picking winners by supporting research, easing formation of firms, and encouraging competition. Readers interested in economic development can take away a balanced view of government, effective when it lowers friction and invites private discipline, harmful when it crowds out experimentation or protects incumbents. For founders, the point is to understand the financing environment as part of strategy, aligning product decisions with credible paths to international customers, partnerships, and investment. Fourthly, culture of directness, debate, and nonlinear careers. A distinctive cultural pattern emphasized in the book is a preference for direct communication, questioning authority, and vigorous debate. In entrepreneurial settings, this can speed up problem identification and reduce the cost of speaking truth to power. Teams that challenge assumptions early may avoid months of executing the wrong plan. The book links this to workplace informality and a comfort with disagreement, which can produce candid feedback loops that resemble continuous product iteration. Another element is nonlinear career movement. With frequent shifts across roles and sectors, people accumulate broad perspectives and cross-pollinate ideas, which can be valuable in startup environments where roles are fluid. Immigration is also presented as an influence, bringing diverse experiences and a willingness to rebuild from scratch, reinforcing a bias toward action and reinvention. The argument is not that directness is universally positive. It can create friction or be misread in global business contexts. Yet when combined with mutual trust and shared goals, it can elevate speed and learning. For readers, the actionable insight is to cultivate a culture where dissent is safe, decisions are revisited when evidence changes, and status does not block information flow. Done well, this improves strategic clarity, accelerates product discovery, and strengthens organizational adaptability. Lastly, global orientation and the challenge of scaling. Because Israel's home market is limited, the book portrays global ambition as a default setting rather than an aspiration. Startups must build products for international customers and often partner early with multinational companies. This pushes founders to think in terms of exportability, standards, and integration with global supply chains. The book also explores a recurring tension: excellence at starting versus difficulty at scaling. Creating many early-stage ventures is not the same as building large independent firms that employ thousands over decades. Factors such as acquisition patterns, management depth, and the gravitational pull of overseas headquarters can shape whether companies remain local champions or exit early. The discussion invites readers to distinguish between a startup ecosystem that produces innovation and one that sustains mature enterprises. For entrepreneurs, the lesson is to plan for scaling as a separate discipline, building repeatable sales, strengthening operations, investing in managerial talent, and upgrading governance as complexity grows. For policymakers and investors, the implication is to support not only seed formation, but also growth stage capital, leadership development, and incentives that keep key functions local when beneficial. The book's global lens makes it relevant for any small country or niche region trying to compete through innovation rather than size. In conclusion, this book suits entrepreneurs, investors, managers, and policymakers who want a concrete case study of how innovation ecosystems form, especially in places without large domestic markets or abundant natural resources. It is also valuable for readers in established companies who are trying to understand why certain environments produce faster learning, bolder risk-taking, and stronger technology pipelines. The benefits are practical as well as conceptual. You come away with a clearer sense of which levers matter, including talent development, trust networks, early responsibility, global market orientation, and the role of catalytic policy. These ideas can translate into everyday choices, such as building debate-friendly teams, designing faster experimentation cycles, and planning earlier for international partnerships. Compared with many business books that focus on a single founder story or a narrow framework, Startup Nation stands out by connecting culture, institutions, capital markets, and security history into a coherent explanation. It offers a grounded narrative of how multiple forces reinforce each other, which helps readers avoid simplistic copying and instead adapt principles to their own context. If you want to understand not only how startups succeed, but why some places consistently generate them, this book is worth buying. If you would like to support Dan Senor, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.